Hi, everyone. My name is Anne. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride, control, and this week, I really battled comfort. Hey, guys. You know, when I walked through Regen the first time and I did my inventory list, I mean, I was ready to see pride. I was ready to see control. I was ready to see fear of man, approval of others. But the one word that kept popping up on my inventory was the word comfort. And it just didn't sit well with me. I was really uncomfortable that I had the word comfort sitting there. And so I want to tell you how that played out for me this last week. I'm doing a wellness program right now that's really about the spiritual, the mental, and just the physical. It's just all aspects to wellness and surrendered wellness, really, to be fit, really, for the glory of God, to be ready to be used for God's purposes. But part of this wellness program is doing disciplines around some different things, and we just completed what we call the Sleep 14 Challenge. And that discipline was to help us to understand how important rest is and how God really designed us to rest. And so the five things that we had to walk in those two-week period were this. We had to be in bed for 7 hours every night. So we had to be in bed, right? We could be awake, but we had to be in bed. We had to go to bed at the same time, and we had to get up at the same time every morning. That included weekends, okay? There could be no caffeine 10 hours before we went to bed. So for me, my bedtime was 10 o'clock. That meant no caffeine after noon, which was not easy. No devices 3 hours before bed. Okay, yeah, I knew that one would get you. So no computers, no phones. Yeah, no devices. And no problem solving 3 hours before bed, right? So Monday night would be out for all of us, the three gen. And so, you guys, that wasn't comfortable, and that wasn't fun, and I wasn't excited about it. And we got down to, and I worked hard because we did it as a group. And what would happen is if you'd have a violation and the violations would accumulate, you had to do 10 burpees for every, yeah, legit, okay? So there's about 28 of us in this group and we shared those violations. So you'd work hard, but what happened is last Thursday, I was just all about myself. And I like had 4 violations in about 2 hours. And I really didn't care, honestly. Forgive me, people, well, people who are in this room, because I know there's a couple of you, but I was like, whatever. It's only 40, and I've got the weekend, and I'll be fine. And with 28 of us, it won't be that much. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the weekend. So my weekend came about, and this is what happened. I was looking forward to a really relaxing weekend with my husband. I mean, he was going to do some things, but we were going to get in a movie night. You guys, we're going to go see Jurassic Park. And, like, I'm all about dinosaurs. And so I was super excited about that. I really like the Jurassic Park movies. I was going to get in the Word. I was going to go for a run, again, time with Bill. And this is what happened. I woke up Saturday morning, and Bill and I kind of had a prickly moment, a little conflict. By Saturday afternoon, our air conditioning was out in our house. And it was bad. So we decided we had pre-tickets to the movie. We went to the movie theater and said, hey, we can't use these because we need a repair person's going to show up and we don't know when that's going to happen. And so we're waiting for the repair person and we decide we need to get to a hotel because it's getting really hot in our house. And we get to the hotel and my husband, we think, had food poisoning. He got really sick. So he is super uncomfortable. I'm feeling terrible for him because we're at a hotel and that's going on. We get a call from the repairman. It'll be 9:30, 9:45. So I'm running to the house to meet him. And I'm thinking to myself, this is nothing like I wanted my weekend to go. And if for those of you who kept track of the violations, I was making all sorts of them and they were racking up. And so really what it amounted to is I sat down on Sunday. Our air did get going again, but as I was sitting Sunday in my quiet time, I thought, comfort, comfort. The word comfort kept running through my head. And what I realized first is our quest for comfort, when we put comfort really high up there, it affects others. And so how that manifests itself, you guys, I want to show you something about the number of burpees we did this morning. Is that slide up here? See the blue circle? 1,260 burpees. So I wasn't the only, now we shared those to be clear, but I wasn't the only one that wasn't thinking about somebody else's comfort from Thursday to Monday morning. And if I had to be thinking about comfort because my husband needed me this weekend over me wanting to see a movie or wanting just to chill and hang out. And so the other thing about comfort is when I lay aside my comfort and lean into the discomfort, things like interruptions, things like inconveniences, traffic, standing in a line, things like putting other people's needs before mine. When I sit in those discomforts, that's really when I become more Christ-like. Those are trials. Those are my things that get me more towards Christ. And so I want to just talk to you about a scripture that I've memorized. That's Romans 5, 3 through 5. And it's just a great scripture because it reminds us that when we rejoice in our sufferings or our discomforts or the inconveniences, it produces something. It will produce endurance. And endurance, you guys, is patience and tolerance and grit, stamina. And that endurance produces character. And character is our nature, our disposition. And what character do we want to be most like? We want to be most like Christ, right? And in that, we get hope. And hope is our aim and our goal and our design. And so, and in hope, we don't have shame. You guys, in hope, we have freedom. We have freedom from that. And so I just want to put out a challenge to you all about comfort. It's a challenge, and I put it out to myself just as much as I put it out to you. I just want to say, where can you be uncomfortable? Where are you choosing your comfort over the uncomfortable? Let's talk about it in regen. Is it in getting your inventory done? Is it in doing an amends? Is it confessing? Is it putting someone before yourself? What does that look like? So my challenge to you all this week is hashtag be uncomfortable. Lean into that.